From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of messages on the subject of prayer, dealing especially with Christ's own instructions as found in what we call the Lord's Prayer. For several broadcasts, the focus has been upon the third petition, Thy will be done. Dr. Cairns has pointed out that, among other things, this petition involves obedience to God's commands as set forth in the Ten Commandments. This obedience is personal, touching every area of the believer's life. It is practical, calling God's people to careful submission to His will as revealed in the Holy Scriptures. In concluding this particular message, Dr. Cairns shows that this obedience is to be as complete and as joyful as that of the angels in heaven. We'll see that this is possible only through a clear sight of the Lord Jesus Christ, gained through study of His Word and through prayer. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite your attention to words from Faith's Checkbook, a devotional collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is called Needs to Open Our Mouths. The text is Psalm 81 and verse 10. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. What an encouragement to pray! Our human notions would lead us to ask small things, because our deservings are so small. But the Lord would have us request great blessings. Prayer should be as simple a matter as the opening of the mouth. It should be a natural, unconstrained utterance. When a man is in earnest, he opens his mouth wide, and our text urges us to be fervent in our supplications. Yet it also means that we may make bold with God and ask many and large blessings at His hands. Read the whole verse and see the argument. I am Jehovah, thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Because the Lord has given us so much, He invites us to ask for more, yea, to expect more. See how the little birds in their nest seem to be all mouth when the mother comes to feed them. Let it be the same with us. Let us take in grace at every door. Let us drink it in as a sponge sucks up the water in which it lies. God is ready to fill us if we are only ready to be filled. Let our needs make us open our mouths. Let our faintness cause us to open our mouths and pant. Yea, let our alarm make us open our mouths with a child's cry. The opened mouth shall be filled by the Lord Himself. So be it unto us, O Lord, this day.
beside a dying bed, where lay a child with aching head, waiting for Jesus' call. I mark his smile, 'twas sweet as May, and as his spirit passed away, he whispered, Christ was all. Christ is all. So come to Christ, yes, come today. The Father, Son, and the Spirit say, the bride repeats that call. For he will cleanse your guilty stain. His love will soothe your weary pain, for Christ is all in all. Christ is all.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If this series on prayer is helpful to you, you may be interested in obtaining Dr. Cairns's book, The Lord's Prayer, which contains the text of the entire series. You may purchase a copy in a number of ways. You may find the book on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Simply go to the website and click on Web Store. If you prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. However you choose to obtain a copy, you're sure to receive a great blessing as you apply these truths about prayer in your own life.
when we're praying, Lord, thy will be done in me, we're praying, Lord, let me do it as the angels of heaven do it, fully, joyfully, perseveringly. Let me see it through. I'm going to quote a very great preacher. My wife will recognize herself immediately. Craig was going off to the Whitfield College of the Bible. She gave him a bit of strong preaching and pastoral theology. She said, Craig, the greatest ability is stickability. Never forget it. Never forget it. See it through. That's what we mean when we pray, thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. What's more, that Daniel 10:3 tells us the angels do the will of God unitedly. Here was this angel on his way to do the will of God, and there's trouble. What happens? Michael the prince comes. Unitedly now they're at the work of God. When we pray this, Lord, give us a personal, practical obedience that will be perfect, that will be done in like manner as your will is done in heaven among the angels, we're saying, Lord, we will stand together with God's people. Oh, there's an individual aspect to our obedience to God. But let me say this to you. There's always a way in which you never stand alone. As I pointed out right at the very beginning of this prayer, it's in the plural, not the singular. Our Father, give us our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. There is the idea of God's people working together. The tragedy is too often among Christians that when one of them is having a hard time, the other, like the priest and the Levite, tends to pass them by on the other side, or just maybe give them a kick on the way through, whereas we ought to be doing this together. Now those things are obvious. But did it ever strike you? And I have to say, in what I have read on the Lord's Prayer, maybe just I have been either half asleep or I haven't read widely enough, but I think I've read the great experts on the interpretation of this passage of Scripture. They're all fixated upon the angels, how the angels do the will of God. A few mention a little more than that, but they don't pursue it. But as I pondered this, it dawned on me. Look, they're not only angels in heaven. There's a great host of redeemed saints in heaven. And according to Revelation 7, verse 15, they serve God day and night in His temple. So they are doing the will of God. And when I pray, Lord, thy will be done in me in like manner as it's done in heaven, I am praying, Lord, let me do it the way the glorified saints are doing it. Now that opens up this entire thing in a wonderful way, and I have only time to suggest it to you rather than deal with it in great depth. Consider what that means. I want you to try and get the picture that's painted in Revelation chapter 5 of the saints gathered around the throne with the Lamb in the midst of the throne. Get that picture there and how they serve the Lord. And then pray this prayer. Lord, let me do your will in like manner. We consider their service and we're praying, Lord, give me obedience that flows from the full joy of thy salvation. That's where it comes from. Those glorified saints are serving God in the full joy of salvation. They are singing glory to the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Why? Because thou hast redeemed us to God by thy precious blood. They were glad they were saved while they were on earth. Now they're eternally glad, sinlessly glad. They're bubbling over with the joy of salvation, and serving God is no problem. And even down here on earth, obeying God is never a problem for those who are living in the joy of sins forgiven. It's only when you lose the joy of your salvation that obedience becomes a chore and a difficulty. When you are rejoicing in the Lord, my salvation gives you such a desire for obedience. Consider them again as they serve the Lord in glory and pray, give me an obedience that flows from a deep fellowship with God around the throne. There's where you get the strength to obey. The saints in glory serve God day and night in His temple because they are constantly focused upon the throne. They're in fellowship with their God. And furthermore, they have a clear vision of Christ. Give me an obedience that flows from a sight of Christ. This is where I think almost every branch of modern Christendom has gone wrong. You go to an Arminian, you hear him preach, and all he preaches is guilt, 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 guilt theology. You do this, you do that, you do the other thing, and if you don't do it, you're all sorts of a wicked, carnal, wretched, ungodly, hopeless, helpless clown. Now, if you want to get it right, walk up the aisle and let's put it right. And then go back the next week for another dose of guilt, 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 guilt. With the result that the same people are trooping up and down the same aisles until they become so calloused in their conscience that they're almost incapable of true obedience to God. But then you go to the Reformed churches. I've been there. I've listened. They're no better in this regard. No better. Guilt. You have ones preaching the law to such an extent that it becomes legalism. Others denying the law to such an extent it becomes antinomianism. Here's the truth. Preaching duty is very important, and I think I've made it clear by doing so this morning. Preaching duty is very important, but preaching duty will never enable anybody to do his duty. Telling a man what to do never enables him to do it. Telling him to decide to do it will only compound his inability to do it. There's only one thing that gives a Christian the great ability to do what he knows he ought to do, and that is a clear vision of Christ. You read your New Testament, and you'll find this is how the apostles preached. They not only told people what to do, normally before they got to telling them what to do. Read the epistles. This is how they're constructed. They set up the entire theological position and they showed them Christ. And then in the light of this, they said, do these things. That's how they operate in heaven. They're in fellowship around the throne. And they have a clear vision of Christ. When we pray, thy will be done, we're praying for an obedience that flows from that fellowship and that vision. But also, of course, We're praying, Lord, give me an obedience that flows from a conviction that God is sovereign and that He's working out His grand design in the world, even through the struggles of His people on earth. The book of the Revelation is a book that shows you the victory, the ultimate, absolute victory of gospel grace over satanic wickedness. But you know, there are times when you would think, looking at the details of the book of Revelation from an earthly perspective. And remember, this is a book, if you want to study it, it alternates between heaven and earth, heaven and earth, heaven and earth. And if you don't note that, you'll never understand anything in the book of Revelation. And if you're to look at some of these things merely from the earthly perspective, you'd have to say, my, these are terrible days. Satan has come down among you, having great power. That sounds a terrible thing. Plagues and earthquakes and death and doom and destruction. You'd think God had abdicated, but you'd be thinking wrong. Because you go back and you look at it from the heavenly perspective and understand this. The Lamb is opening and the book, and He is rolling through, scrolling through the great scroll of God's purpose. It is the Lamb who is directing every detail. The saints in heaven see this, and they serve God in the happy assurance that our God is on the throne and He will do His perfect will and accomplish His perfect purpose. When we pray this prayer, we're praying, Lord, give me such a conviction of the absolute sovereign victory of the purpose of God that I will do the command of God. As Dr. Bob Sr. used to say, though the heavens fall, I'll do the command of God, no matter what it costs, because the victory belongs to the Lord. There's one final idea that I will mention before we close. We pray for personal obedience, practical obedience, that perfect obedience that is patterned on the kind of obedience in heaven. But we pray, and this is really a different study entirely, and so I will just refer to it, for a progressive, or we may call it a plenary, or a perpetual obedience. This is a prayer about the future, not just the present. Oh, we're praying, Lord, do this now in us. But ultimately, this is a prayer for the success of the gospel. This is a prayer that takes seriously the words of 1 Timothy 2:4. That God wills all men to be saved. That He wants the gospel to go to the ends of the earth and bring in the full complement of Christ redeemed out of every nation. This is a prayer that recognizes that and therefore prays for it. It's a prayer that ultimately looks to the coming and to the reign of Christ, to the new heavens, to the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. This is a prayer that is saying, Lord, I don't want to be so caught up in the here and now that I lose the great vision of the coming and the reign and the glory of the Redeemer.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.